Hello, we're learning in Kabbalah for the Student, the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah on page 24. The title is The Corporeal Terms and the Physical Names in Books of Kabbalah. You can find this text in our website. You can ask questions at Kabbalah.tv. Selected questions will be aired throughout the lesson.
The Kabbalah books began from Adam Rishon, almost 6,000 years ago. That's what the other Kabbalists write for us, Rambam and others, that ever since they discovered the right writing to express correctly the spiritual attainments, which are Hebrew and Aramaic, and began to express their revelations in writing. What is it written about that?
In the Zohar I found in Bereshit, portion 1, they lowered the book to Adam Rishon. There he knew and attained the upper wisdom, about which it is written, this is the book of the history of Adam. And this book comes to the children of God, the wise of the generation. Anyone who looks at it can attain, and this book was lowered by the one who owns the secrets, the angel Raziel from heaven.
So we need to know how to accept these words, the sons of God, Raziel the angel, he's bringing down this book. What are we talking about here? We are talking about people who attain godliness. What is godliness? The force of bestowal. The force of bestowal. How people attain that force? With what forces they use that are in nature? And how they change themselves in order to recognize these forces? That's what they write about. So we need to understand so that there's no confusion in what's happening with us in their books that we're reading. So we don't get into some kind of imagination, some forces and then illusions, imaginations of what's happening, different mystic matters. Rather, it should be very clear to us what is written really well, because after they wrote their first books, including from Adam through Noah, to Abraham, and from Abraham through Isaac and Jacob onwards to Moses, and from Moses the Torah, and after the Torah the prophets and the Ketuvim and the Mishnah, the Talmud, and so on. We need to understand holy books are books that talk about revelation of godliness only. In revelation of godliness, we have all kinds of possibilities of how to express godliness that we reveal in all kinds of forms. And we see these forms are used also in animals, plants, in whatever we have in this world that we feel through our five senses, through our bodily, physical, beastly senses. So that's why we need to understand how we use them in order to express them spiritually in manners of this world. And that way we'll know what mistake there is in general in humanity as far as understanding godly, holy writings, which only speak of the form of bestowal, the forces of connection, adhesion to the Creator. And when we read books and it talks there about that which appears to us from this world, that we shouldn't err here, because what they're trying to express is spiritual forces. And they express them in the language of the branches and roots through corporeal concepts. But when we read these corporeal words, we need to express them correctly. We need to interpret them correctly, that we're talking about spiritual forces only, forces of bestowal, a bull, a donkey, the holy temple, all kinds of whatever we talk about there towards the people of Israel, towards the nations of the world, towards what we have before us in this big world, from the universe and the earth. It all talks about spiritual forces only that don't exist in our world before our five senses at all. But that's how they talk in the language of branches. And if we were to understand this, we would be able to read the writings of Kabbalah without any problems. And if we don't understand, like Bala Sulam says, that the books of Kabbalah are filled with all kinds of things that, what? Yeah, all kinds of physical allegories. And we need to truly divide these things in such a way so that we don't mistake. Because the whole world has mistaken. That's where all the religions came from. As they think that in our world, through all kinds of physical actions, that we express some spiritual actions. And that from that we have some influence on the upper system, on the Creator, connection with the Creator, and so on. That's a great big problem, a very big mistake that we have in humanity for thousands of years already. Since the first temple, when it started to ruin because of that, until our times. Yes. What's written about that?
Well, first of all, Baal HaSulam, in the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, wrote that the sages of Kabbalah found a treasure of words interpreted, which is sufficient to make a language between them, so that they can negotiate with each other about the spiritual roots in the upper worlds. Meaning, by reminding the lower branch, the corporeal branch in this world, which is well defined in the corporeal senses, then the one who hears this understands about the upper root that is indicated by the branch, because it is ascribed to it, because it's like imprinted from it. And then Baal HaSulam in Tess writes that the difficulty for beginners is that what they understand is the corporeal meaning of the words in the matters of time and space. The ones who wrote it used them only as signs for the upper roots.
Yes, but we need to understand that for beginners, it's maybe like the first 20 years. That's how it is with this wisdom.
Baal HaSulam also writes,
we can see this on ourselves. You know that even you are not freed from being confused with corporeality and spirituality. Until a person attains the spiritual world, actually this whole confusion is not confusion, and it's something necessary that exists. Because he has before him the corporeal world, and he doesn't see the spiritual world through it. He doesn't imagine the right connection between the worlds. He doesn't erase this world. Well, what can he do? Only patience and it will pass.
So one more thing Baal HaSulam writes in the introduction to the book of Zohar is, because faith in general is diminished, and the faith in the sages of the generations specifically, and because the books of Kabbalah and the Zohar is filled with corporeal parables, there was a fear that learning these books will cause a failure.
God forbid. You shouldn't think that these books, the Zohar and the corrections, were written in the wrong way. God forbid. But for us, it's not okay, because we're in this fault, in this shattering, in this corruption, and we can't understand how they could write these books in the right way. We can't understand in the right way how they wrote those books. Meaning the blemish is towards us, from our perception of it. But they didn't have a choice. They wrote it according to branch and root in the way that it was clear to them what's happening. Yes?
And this is what awoke me to interpret the books of our sages, and I removed this fear altogether because I've interpreted and I've proven that there's a spiritual meaning completely disconnected from the corporeal manner above time and space, as the ones who will examine this will see, so that every person in Israel can study the Book of Zohar and warm in its great light.
Therefore, what did he do? He entered Kabbalah into this commentary, this Sulam commentary, the study of Ten Sefirot, the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, all the introductions to the Book of Zohar, the four introductions. Why? In order to bring lights, kelim, masachim, reshimot, all those things that distance us from all those imaginations. But rather, it's clear that we're talking about the will to receive and the force that controls it, either from above or from the request of the lower, from below.
No.
Well, let's go to the text. But this is something that is very important, and you should also understand where we get all the matter of the religions and faiths and confusions and demons and who what not. Where does that all come from? From the wisdom of Kabbalah. From them starting to understand these writings according to their beastly intellect, which writes about godly phenomena. What can you do? Kabbalists didn't have a choice, but in such a way, according to branch and root, to write it. And we need to rise from the branch to the root, and then we will understand exactly what they meant. Please.
So we're reading Kabbalah for the Student, page 24, the corporeal terms and the physical names in books of Kabbalah. Any reasonable person will understand that when dealing with the spiritual matters, much less with godliness, we have no words or letters with which to contemplate. This is because our whole vocabulary is but combinations of the letters of our senses and imagination. Yet, how can they be of assistance where there are neither imagination nor senses? Even if we take the subtlest word that can be used in such matters, meaning the word upper light, or even simple light, it is still imaginary and borrowed from the light of the sun, or a candlelight, or a light of contentment one feels upon resolving some great doubt. Yet, how can we use them in spiritual matters and godly ways? They offer the examiner nothing more than falsehood and deceit. It is particularly so where one needs to find some rationale in these words to help one in the negotiations customary in the research of the wisdom. Here the sage must use rigorously accurate definitions for the eyes of the observers. And should the sage fail with but a single unsuccessful word, he is certain to confuse and mislead the readers. They will not understand at all what he is saying there, before it, after it, and everything connected to that word, as is known to anyone who examines books of wisdom. Thus, one should wonder, how is it possible for Kabbalists to use false words to explain their interconnections in this wisdom? Also, it is known that there is no definition through a false name, for the lie has no legs and no stance. Indeed, here you need to have a prior knowledge of the law of root and branch, by which the worlds relate to one another.
Shailot,
questions? Well, give it to him.
So he says that if the sage fails even with one unsuccessful word, he will cause a confusion to the ones who the yes. observers. You started the lesson with this, an argument. Well, it wasn't an argument, it was an explanation about the ones who wrote the Zohar. They wrote it for themselves, not for us. The last generation, yes, but not for their time. No one understood them. So what's your argument? Is there an argument here or complaint?
No, there's no complaint to the Zohar because the Zohar was concealed immediately. It was concealed. But the complaint is about the Mishnah, the Talmud. When you open it, what do you hear? What do you read? What do you study? Woe unto them, because a bull headbutted a cow. Woe on them, the two of them found a talith, and now they won't share it. Well, are they talking about that in the godliness and such high wisdom? They're talking about forces of bestowal that can be implemented to reach adhesion with the Creator. But look in what way they've expressed it, because they didn't have the possibility to express it in any other way. So from this we have, look what we have. Look what's happening. How did you also studied in a seminary, in the yeshiva? I also studied there. How do you learn? You learn as you learn it. As it's written. Meaning they don't have an intention to understand what's behind that writing something more internal. Yes?
How do you explain? Yesterday, 600,000 people went to Mount Meron. Most of them come from Chabad.
I don't know.
How do you explain
I am 5,000 years ago, or in Babylon, 3,500 years ago with Abraham, or 2,000 years ago in the first temple. I'm not today in those degrees. I also wasn't there. I don't know what's happening in the world. I don't know. I don't care. I don't know. That's it. Also, in your union and in the parliament, I'm not there. I'm not appearing there.
So you're saying 20 years.
Just understand that Kabbalists, it's worthwhile for you to listen. Kabbalists couldn't find another language in order to express spiritual matters to themselves. Not for us, even to themselves. What was written there? They found to themselves. Something like that is written there, right?
We read it. Yes.
That they found that language for themselves. They had a problem that I feel something in spirituality and you feel something in spirituality. When we are, it's very important. Here is Michael. And here is Zvika. Zvika boy. Alright. I'm in spirituality and you are in spirituality. How do we talk between us? How? What can I tell you about how I feel and what can you tell me about what you feel? How can we connect between us this wisdom?
Sign language. These are signs. What is the language of branches?
So Kabbalists probably understand a little bit more than you do. So I'm telling you, they have between Michal and Zvika, they have between them something common. What is it? This world. It's something common that they have. Other than that, that they have in common is one thing. Every phenomena that one feels and that the other feels, there is a branch.
Yes,
that's it. And now they can talk between them, only they need a name of the branch. A name of the branch. They just need to talk in those names. But it's clear to them that they are in this spiritual phenomena one and also the other. And then they say, two are holding on to a talith. Michael and Zvika found a talit. And they were sharing it, meaning what's happening between them. It's clear that there's a common desire between the two of them, and how they use this common desire.
That's okay.
What is okay? They're talking about a talith.
Yeah, but let's talk about the language of the branches. How long does it take to you until you understand it? Only if you have attainment.
Only to one who is of attainment. Prior to being an attainment, you have no connection with the wisdom. So before you come to attainment, you come to the wisdom in the form of a virtue, zgula. Meaning you don't understand a thing. I just understand it's either Chinese or Japanese, something like I don't understand anything there. I just need to use it because through it comes to me the upper force. That's it. There's nothing else other than that. Sgula, virtue. What is the sgula? It's like listening to music or birds, or it doesn't matter what.
That's true. We learn this on our own flesh, but there are many things, a lot of material in Kabbalah you can understand in your mind, not only in your emotion. Otherwise, how will you advance? How will you advance? 20 years you're only trying to feel all the time.
Wait, I don't understand. They're giving you laws.
What is
the laws
say?
Of nature. You don't like it. That's something else.
No, I didn't say I don't like it, but you've been sitting for 20 years, so what am I learning?
You're learning that remedy, that virtue, the zgula.
That's it?
Now with your intellectual ability, you want to understand godliness and the Creator, all those things are just a sgula. When you start to get to know them, let's hope that one day with your stubbornness you'll still get to get closer to it. But when you get to know it, you'll realize that you were wrong about everything.
And so I have a question.
Relate to it as a sgula, as a remedy, and you'll see it will really help you.
Isn't the connection a sgula? What are these exercises we're having? Is that a sgula?
It's a sgula, yes.
A connection is also a sgula?
What do I want from the connection? To be a little closer to the reforming light. My whole hope in this upper light is for it to bestow upon me. And I need here in this world to do all kinds of sgulot, remedies. Where does he write about sgulot? Only sgulot. That they bring me the reforming light, because that's what my correction, my success depends upon. Yes, yes, sir. It's good that you're hearing it now. Only by that. There is nothing but the sgula. One understands more or understands less. Do we take that into consideration? Do we take into consideration who's wiser or less wise? It's not the wise that learns. In all the people that are sitting here, there is no one who is closer or further away from spirituality according to his corporeal conditions. Such a thing doesn't exist at all. Do you understand? On the contrary, it could be simple, kind of like a dummy, can barely open his mind up. It has nothing to do with spirituality. You don't need an intellect.
When you tell me sgula, what do you mean by this word sgula? And also, it takes 20 years, as you said today.
As the upper light bestows on me, slowly, 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 it influences. Meaning, I need to do actions here like the Kabbalists advise me. They're advising to me, do like this, and like that, and like that, and like that. And let's say, every morning, sing, I don't know. What song? In the afternoon, do something. Dance. In the evening, do some other thing. If you do those things, you're inviting the reforming light that will influence you. That's it. So what am I? What they're saying is connecting the connection between us. Simple things that we're capable of doing. Connecting that unity? Yes. Come to the gatherings of friends? Yes. Meals? Yes. Conventions? Yes. All those things. Do, do, and do. And think how much you can.
about the connection.
By what? By the reforming light. But nevertheless, this reforming light is what does all the corrections for you.
So you the light that reforms is the sgula?
I am doing actions, but those actions evoke the light also in the form of a sgula. Because the Kabbalist said, do, and then it will influence on you. That's it. But there is no connection between this and that. Because, and why? Because our connection between us and the group is egoistic. It has nothing to do with the reforming light at all. The prayer that we're raising, man, is all egoistic. Bring me, do, connect. Well, where are you? It's all egoistic. Therefore, what we're doing is... why does it work? It works because the Kabbalists arranged that connection. Where is it written? They arranged the connection for us so that through those actions we'd be able to evoke the reforming light. And that's why it works. Yes, it's written. We'll find it.
I never understood this sentence. Kabbalists organized a connection for us.
That you don't understand. I'm not going to even explain that to you. With your beastly brain, you won't understand that at all. What kind of connection do you understand between the worlds at all? You're trying to understand with your mind. But that's what's happening. But therefore, this is why we don't have more than a virtue, a sgula. It's called the sgula of Torah and mitzvot that we need to carry out. The action that the Kabbalists tell us to do. And God forbid, don't think that what we're reading in the books, we understand what we're reading. No? Did you find?
Yeah, I think in the introduction, in the preface to the book of Zohar, he writes that because of the depth of the wisdom in the holy book of the Zohar is completely closed and concealed, and our dull language cannot interpret even one concept in this book all the way. My interpretation was like a ladder to help the one who looks at these books to rise to the height of these words so he can look at the book itself.
And only there understand what's happening. And beyond that, you don't understand anything.
This is why I found it important to prepare the one who reads this book so he can understand how he can contemplate this book.
We talked about the fact that the Kabbalists made a connection between the worlds and let us have the opportunity through the Sgula to do the connection that they made on the path. Just like a father prepares for the child some system and he says, if you press on this, this will be turned on. That's how Kabbalists arranged it. I don't remember where it's written.
It's not that after, like, just drink water and eat bread, that the sages of the Mishnah corrected the connection to the light that
maybe
formed. Where is it? The introduction to Tess?
Well, try it. Yes. Give back the microphone.
So, in the root, is there only one meaning? When a Kabbalist writes,
the roots are all actions, intentions, deeds of bestowal. Bestowal. To bestow in order to bestow and to receive in order to bestow. But it's in order to bestow. In us, it's all in order to receive. Other than that, in this in order to receive, when it's clarified for us in this world, in our senses, it's clarified like a cow, like earth, like the stars, like people, like still vegetative animal. In such a way, in spirituality, it's forces. And also now, in science, we say that it's all force. It's all a field which is depicted in us in such a way of characters. But it's all the forces.
So what I'm asking is, does the root have its meaning, its intention? Is it all one intention? I mean, between different Kabbalists, you'll always have one meaning for a root.
Yeah, one. More or less to bestow, and in what way to bestow.
So why, in the branches, every time you approach and start reading, you get a different meaning of what you're reading?
Because the branches change from degree to degree. From you have still vegetative animal, including people, and the connections between them are connections in order to receive, not in order to bestow. That's why you're confused. Because you first have a physical expression of spiritual forces. When I look at the world now, through my senses, I see the corporeal world. When I look in my spiritual qualities, I see forces. I gave you an example. We come back from a trip with the Rabash home. He looks at the horse that is eating the from that bestowal there. We had a meal and we threw a bunch of bread and stuff downstairs. He looks at him and he says, "Look, an angel." I'm looking, "What? A horse?" He says, "An angel." Each sees the way he sees. Well, he also sees a horse, because he has five senses. But to show me what he sees, first of all, the degree, the higher up degree, is more important. And that's how he truly saw it. And then, when we need to, he also sees a horse. But you see forces between people. You see the essence of people. Yes.
So, what is the origin of the fact that every time we read the scriptures, it's as if it's a different story?
I don't want to get into that. What do you have to talk about that? It's like with Zvika. We're relating to all these things as a virtue only. Virtue. Other questions? Because we won't manage to move on the article at this point. Yes, Moshe.
Why didn't Kabbalists leave some symbols or customs of the system of connection between us?
Why not? Group, connection, dissemination, love of friends, meals, all those things. They didn't leave all that to you?
No, but there are hundreds of other mitzvot you connect to.
What mitzvot are there? This is called a mitzvah. Mitzvah is called the trying to operate himself in order to bestow towards his friend, between a person and a friend, or between himself and the Creator. The whole mitzvah is a commandment for us to come to the correction that we have from in order to receive to in order to bestow. Otherwise, other mitzvot. Mitzvah is called the correction of the shattered will to receive that to in order to bestow. You have a bunch of such desires that you're correcting to in order to bestow. Just like Bala Sulam writes in 613 advices and 613 commandments,
still,
like in the introduction to the Book of Zohar.
Yeah, but still you have the mitzvot that everyone is doing and everyone's asking questions and we don't know.
I don't know what is being asked. I know what we need to observe. We need to keep the relationship between a person and his friend. That's the whole correction that the wisdom of Kabbalah demands of us. Do we want to associate to it also the mitzvot, let's say the bodily mitzvot? How? Practical? I don't know if they're practical. Practical is a problem. In us, practical is intention. Where does he write that the deed or the action is the intention? He'll give it to you right now. So don't get confused. I'm very cautious here. The deed means that you're doing something through an action of what you're doing and the action that, let's say, you're washing your hands. Washing your hands. So probably you clean them. Ah, so
everyone does that.
Sir, since you took a spiritual action called the netilat yadayim, the washing of the hands, and you're moving them from reception to bestowal, as that's considered that you are correcting your will to receive, which is vessels of reception through the light of chasadim, and you pass this to the corporeal form alone, don't call that an action. Because by that, you're lowering the whole spiritual action to a state where there's no choice. I have no choice. And how do I know this? I know it from a simple way. Because when you brought that down, indeed, in action, you left love thy friend as thyself as the great rule in the Torah. And we can see this upon all the people of Israel, that for 2,000 years after the ruin, since the ruin onwards, what was corrected in action and what belongs to deed, even after the fall of the temple, it all is in descent and distancing from love thy friend as thyself, which is completely not talked about for some time now. Therefore, don't say that it's a deed. It's a corruption. It's a great corruption that the world has. That's it. And it's not an action. An action would be if you observe that which you observe, doesn't matter what. I'm not saying, I'm not pulling criticism over something that you're doing. I'm just asking whether by you doing what you do, are you getting closer to observing the great rule in the Torah? Observing the Torah, which is love thy friend as thyself, the whole Torah completely. Are you observing it or not? If so, it's an action. If not, it's not. Very simply. Just go and check if it exists. Yes.
Well, there we have several quotes. Baal HaSulam, in the Wisdom of the Kabbalah in its Essence, he writes that there's a general view accepted by the people that the purpose of religion is to do actions and nothing accompanies that, or there's no result of it. But our sages already said, why does the Creator care if you slaughter an animal from the neck or from the back of the neck? All the mitzvot are only to join the people together, and if you don't have the purpose of the mitzvot, is as if you do no mitzvah. In the Zohar, it is written that a mitzvah without an intention is like a body without a soul. Meaning, you have to have the intention along with the action, and this intention has to be worthy of this action.
Otherwise, the action even gives you confidence that you're righteous and you're right, and you deserve everything. And the whole world just needs to be dust below your feet. That's it. Yes.
Riga group will be happy to give us our daily assignment.
Wonderful.
Riga, please.
Сегодня на семинаре был вопрос, который мы обсуждали.
Today, in the workshop, we had a question we discussed, and there we heard Rav's advice. So today's daily task, each one during the day is trying to reach complete dependency on the Creator, and he passes it on to the friends. In the end of the day, we'll sum it up. Again, everyone during the day tries to reach a feeling of complete dependency on the Creator, and everyone passes it to these friends, and the end of the day will sum it up.
Very well. Well, they said, we will try to do. And everything is known for tomorrow, yes? The Peter Group is going to give us a report tomorrow. And, sir?
Victor from Nuremberg is asking, can small groups also take part of these reports?
All those things go to Sir Akoka. He is responsible for those things, and he'll give them an answer. Everything that has to do with the reports from groups, pass it all to Roy Akoka. We will ask that tomorrow.
Two announcements before we finish. Tonight at 6:30, we're going to have a Zohar live lesson with Rav Lightman. That this we conclude. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a good day. Together in the Academy, a special course in the university where you can take this Friday at 10:45 a.m., we're going to meet here and have an academy happening. For details, contact us on our website or telephone. Have a good day.
קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר הקיץ מהחלום
את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים
את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר
עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות